Star Wars 7x7 episode 3528. It's the Friday after a Bad Batch episode. Normally we would be doing a deep dive into that episode's contents or something inspired by that episode's contents, but it happens to be the first of the month, and so we are going to be doing our monthly preview episode for March of 2024 in the world of Star Wars storytelling. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So happy March 1st, it is a new month, and we are going to do our monthly preview of what's to come in the world of Star Wars storytelling for March of 2024. We do this in now 11 categories. We kicked the merchandise category because we just weren't getting anything out of it anymore, but we'll still keep an eye on it from time to time. We're going to talk about 11 categories related to Star Wars storytelling, starting as we usually do with movies. And right now things are comparatively quiet. The roster of movies is still the same as when we last talked about it. The Mandalorian and Grogu movie seems to be the one on tap for May of 2026, followed shortly thereafter by the New Jedi Order movie in December of 2026. And there was a little bit of news not too long ago about that. I guess a rumor that it was being referred to as episode 10, A New Beginning, or that's what it might end up being called, and that is not in fact the case. It is still using New Jedi Order as sort of a working title, if you will, but we don't have an official title for what the movie is going to be. And even calling it episode 10 anyway is a little bit, you know, nervous-making, because that would imply that it's a continuation of the Skywalker saga, and from what we know, Skywalker saga is actually complete at this point. So, yeah, it doesn't seem like episode 10 is the right answer for that anyway. Now, just to put timetables in perspective for those two movies at least, pre-production is already underway for both of them, and script writing, well, Jon Favreau and whoever else he's working on the script with, they would have to be done basically by June 30th as a pseudo drop dead date in order to be able to still hit a May of 2026 movie premiere date. And then I know there had been concerns expressed previously about whether there is actually a script yet for the New Jedi Order movie. They've got a little bit more time. As long as they have the script done by the end of this year, then they'll be in fine shape to be able to put a movie in theaters in December of 26. On the live action front, we have The Acolyte and Skeleton Crew and Andor all in some form of post-production. So Andor finished filming last month, season 2. But we're not going to see that until next year for sure. The Acolyte seems to be the show that we will be seeing first, most likely, and it will probably be sometime, you know, late June. Yeah, they'll get it going before summertime, I would imagine. And then who knows what's going on with Skeleton Crew. Last we'd heard, rumors abounded over a late 2024 drop, but yeah, still no word on what's going on with that. Still very puzzling, considering that that one was already completed while The Acolyte was still filming, and so they had tons of time in post-production. We haven't seen anything about reshoots or anything like that, but you know, that's what's going on. Also, no word at this moment about Ahsoka season 2 in development, quote-unquote, so pre-production happening on that. And then season 4 of The Mandalorian, also up in the air, and yeah, hopefully they finally tell us what's going to happen with that, because, I mean, I know there are a lot of people who are anxiously awaiting the answer. Is it going to be a season 4 plus the movie, or is the movie being a conversion of season 4? Yeah, still don't know. Answers need to be given. On the animation front, there are 4 Wednesdays in the month of March, but we are getting 5 episodes of The Bad Batch in the month of March. On March 13th, we are going to get a double episode situation, one called Infiltration and another called Extraction. So that sounds very exciting, of course. And that actually puts us past the halfway point. By the time March is over, we're going to be past the halfway point of the season, which seems just absolutely insane to consider. And then presumably later in the year, we'll be getting Tales of the Jedi season 2. No new word on that, but yeah, we're due to hear a little something about that at some point. On the books front, it's going to be a pretty quiet March. We have Defy the Storm coming out, which is the young adult novel in Phase 3, Wave 1 of the High Republic, and that is going to complete the novel releases for Wave 1 of Phase 3 of the High Republic. On the audiobook front, we're getting an audiobook version of Defy the Storm. That's by Tessa Grattan and Justina Ireland, by the way, are writing the book, and Mark Thompson, of course, doing the audiobook narration. Actually, Department of Corrections just flagged me. Amber Lee Connors is the person who's doing the audiobook narration for Defy the Storm, so my apologies about that. And on the short story front, we are getting a new High Republic short story, but I guess it depends on when you are getting your issue of Star Wars Insider Magazine issue 224. If you are a email subscriber, you may have already gotten it. If you're picking it up on newsstands, then it's not going to be available until I think March 14th or something like that. But yeah, that's the one short story that we know about that's coming this month. On the comics front, it's also kind of a slow month, actually, as it turns out. So Star Wars 44 and Darth Vader 44. And then High Republic issues 4 and 5, the High Republic Adventures issue 4, and then a one-shot for the High Republic Adventures called Crash Landing. Then you have the Mace Windu miniseries, the second issue of that, the first issue of the Jango Fett miniseries, the third issue of the Thrawn Alliances miniseries adaptation, and the final issue of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series adaptation. And we're also getting the one-shot of Star Wars Visions that tells an early story of the Ronin, who we met in the first season of Visions. And then pretty much everything else is quiet for the month of March. So streaming, we don't have any new editions expected on Disney Plus. That's stuff that goes straight to Disney Plus that's Star Wars related. And I will put in my monthly plea to the Force Ghosts listening for a Disney Gallery series on Andor season 1. Virtual reality, there hasn't been any new release for quite a while, and at this point, I feel like it's the comparative of talking about earthquakes in Southern California. Like, it's gonna happen eventually, and just over time, we get closer and closer to when it's actually gonna happen. It just hasn't happened yet, and we don't know when. On the video game front, there are three games that we're keeping our eyes on. Star Wars Outlaws, which is supposed to be coming out by the end of this year, and they've been releasing bits of information here and there, so one of these days we're going to do a couple of episodes just checking in on the new information we've gleaned about Outlaws. We have confirmation that a third title in the Jedi series will be coming out at some point. It's in development, so Jedi Fallen Order and Jedi Survivor and Jedi whatever the third one will be. But we also got that news recently alongside the news that the Star Wars first-person shooter game that was being developed by Respawn Entertainment has apparently been canceled because there were layoffs at Electronic Arts. Maybe the two events are not entirely connected, but I'm sure they're not connected in some fashion. It's been a rocky year for layoffs in the gaming industry, and it's only the 1st of March, actually. It's really not good. And then the third game that we're keeping an eye out for is Star Wars Hunters, which is another... eventually, it'll show up. Eventually, will. I don't know when. And... yeah, gosh, one of these days. The last category we cover is live events, and there's nothing really in the month of March to look forward to there. No new live event situations. We may learn a little bit more about Star Wars Celebration happening next year, but yeah, that's, you know, hit or miss, basically. The next big live event thing that we're keeping an eye on is happening in April, which is the annual Shareholders Day for Disney. Occasionally in those presentations, they talk about what's coming with Lucasfilm, stuff like that, so yeah, we'll be keeping an ear to the ground about that as well. So yeah, not a lot of actual new storytelling getting delivered to Star Wars fans in the month of March. Yeah, we've got 5 episodes of The Bad Batch, we've got a new High Republic book, and we've got a bunch of comics, but less than we usually get in a given month. Yeah, kind of slow month, but hey, you know, it's okay. Give you time to catch up on some stuff. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, then please help more people find this daily dose of Star Wars joy. You can do that by leaving a rating or review on your favorite app. You can do that by hitting a like or a subscribe or a join or a follow button on your favorite app. And you can just tell people too. Share on your social channels or in real life. It helps more people find the show, and I would greatly appreciate that. And you can even help the creation and production of this show, which has been going on for more than 9.5 years, getting close to our 10th anniversary on July 7th. You can do that by heading over to patreon.com/SW7X7s, both numbers, the number 7, the X, and then the 7, and check out what's going on there. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast, as always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.